B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 12 o'clock. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast. We are at Beasley Media Group Station. Come up in 30 minutes. Your chance to relive the Super Bowl in our final playback, man. Looking forward to that for sure. Cannot wait for the final playback.
I'm going to have a beer later tonight in honor of it.
To celebrate it?
No, in honor. Yeah. Had a lot of fun doing these.
Yeah, they are great. You did a great job, too. You know exactly what I like.
Yeah, I know you. It's not just touchdown. No, you want the other stuff, too.
I love the other stuff.
There's a lot of moments from this Super Bowl. I mean, this is going to be the longest playback that we've done.
Well, because, it should be, right?
Well, it's not just because it's the Super Bowl. There are moments. Like, there are moments on just a second down. It's not just, oh, end zone touchdown. There's a lot of scoring in this game, but there were a lot of moments in this game.
Big time, too.
Getting nervous, putting it together.
Big time. Amazing thinking about that. We were at the AKA Hotel. That was awesome. Right, University City?
Yep.
We had the penthouse floor, awesome. Suite. It was in the clouds. So you look out and you're in the clouds.
I had the apartment in Manhunk.
Well, no, but everybody did their thing. I just wanted to watch the game with, you know, my
your
cousin
people.
And all my childhood friends.
Had a prep. I mean? Had to do the show.
You know. Well, yeah, you know, but it was one of those.
You flip the mic on, you go, 610-632-0975.
There's no such thing as a show. You react as you react.
Yeah. Like, that was great.
I'm sure you probably cut, you know, the next morning when I followed you.
Yes.
And I was. You saw me. I was asleep on the.
Yes.
I was asleep on that nasty couch. That
I went home for a 2-hour nap and came back because then I had to produce middays.
That was crazy. It was awesome. Real quick, I was laughing. I was telling you about Shaper Supply, and I was talking about my skeevy kids. So, there's poop on my front door.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I go, dude. How does this happen?
What?
They go, well, Prima, it's Prima. Well, how is the poop on the front door? And they couldn't explain or didn't want to tell me my two little ones, who are not too little, 10 and 7, and Anthony wears a size 9 sneaker.
That's amazing.
I go, dude, guys, how's there poop on the front door? And I got to clean it.
Yeah. With Shaper Supply.
Yes. That's why I was laughing. I was, if you don't know if you heard me laughing, because I was talking about the skeevy kids. And I'm thinking about yesterday, it was 2 days ago. And I go, there's poop on the front door. Come on, man. It's not a violation.
100%. They said what? They wiped their shoe on the...
I don't know what they did and how they got it. They refused to tell me.
Yeah, that's gross. Sorry that you had to deal with that. But good thing you had Shaper Supply.
That's not cool, man. It is a good thing I had Shaper Supply in the basket. Because it's not cool.
A good day for a care package.
It really was. Shaper sent me all the clean supplies that I needed. By the way, good news from the Phillies, at least for today. The test from yesterday yielded no positive tests among the players. So that was the test collected on Thursday. Tomorrow's probably the biggest day.
Yeah.
Right? If you can be out of the woods by the weekend.
And they were supposed to play their 7-inning doubleheaders.
But they're supposed to play. That's so stupid. They're supposed to play again Tuesday in Miami.
Are you against the Marlins? No.
Like, you can't go. You just got done this scare. You're going to go fly into Miami?
The Marlins should be knocked out of the league. In 18 players, they had more than half their 30-man roster.
Yeah, you got to get out.
And don't give me taxi squad because they've been signing players. They're like, yeah, our taxi squad's not good enough, so we're going to sign players.
They're going to sign you because nobody's going to want to go and play. Oh, my God.
I might have one inning left in me.
All right, let's get back to the phone line, 610-632-0975. Expectations for Flyers, expectations for Sixers. Who's up? Who's down? Who's feeling it? Who's not? I'm curious. So, where are we at? Anthony, the Fanatic Addict. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic.
What up, cuz?
What up? And?
Hey, Junis, the best producer in the business, man. You cue me in right at the right time. Listen, guys, we're going to talk about Joel Embiid because guess what? And I'm here to dominate. And that's what he is. He's here to dominate, and that's what he's going to do. You asked the question early in the show, is Joel Embiid going to step up? And yes, he will. Yes, he will, cuz. And I want to hear your response on that, please.
I agree with you. I think he will, too. I think you're going to see him. I think because he wants to be the BMOB, big man on bubble, right? I think he wants to do that. I think he wants to show everybody, yo, I'm big man. I'm big man in the bubble. I think he wants to do that.
I love it. I love it, cuz. That's all I wanted to call in to talk about was Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons will shine. And you already saw just Ben just taking those two threes just shows me he's going to start shooting a little. He's going to start popping a little bit more. And he's going to come up into the mid-range, and he's going to start popping just a little bit more. And that's, I've been telling you, we have to be patient with him. We have to be patient with him.
Listen, you know me, I agree with you. I'm all about being patient with him. I love the kid, so I'm with you.
He's a dominant monster. He does so many things. He's all over the floor, you know. And then you got little guys like Matisse Thybulle. I think the Sixers are so deep, because I think we're going to do it. So let's go, Tunis. I want to be the fifth person to play the song.
Play the song,
play the song,
play the song. Playing the song, we love it. Look at this. We're family here at the Fanatic, and we gotta congratulate one of our friends. I feel like, you know, De Niro talking about Pesci, and that he's getting made. That's it. The newest Eagle coach on the staff for training camp. Helping out with the wide receivers, true handsman himself, Jason Avant. Jason!
Yo, cuz, how you doing?
I feel like this immense pride right now. It's like, you know, I'm involved in the shine. Like, here you are, member of our family, on the coaching staff, man. That is so cool, hanging out for training camp. Congratulations, my brother.
Wow, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Long time coming, and it just so happened to be a good year just because of, not a good year, you know, as far as the state of the country, but because of what's going on, I said, let me use this time to do my best to try to help out the younger receivers. They got a nice crop, and I'm trying my best to help them out.
That's fantastic. So what's your strategy? I'm curious, and what are you going to bring to the table, and what's your strategy to help them and to coach them up?
Yeah, so I've gone back and watched every one of their tapes, you know, especially I've watched all of the receivers. I've watched all of the last two seasons, and then for the college guys that are just getting here, I've watched all of their college careers. So I'm just evaluating each guy and writing down their strengths, weaknesses. According to my eyes, which are, you know, fairly accurate. And so I have a individualized, like, plan or strategy. I'm going to tell them based off, you know, that tape that I've watched and I've seen. And then getting them here in person, I can see how well they stop, how well they start. Weaknesses like eyes, how late they get their eyes around and how early they get their eyes around. Those things, right? So it's on an individual basis. And I know that this group is very, very talented, and I'm looking forward to working with them.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I think about how many conversations we've had over the last couple of years talking about the receivers and how many times you were asked about the receivers. And so you were locked in. And I like that. I like the fact that you saw them, you watched all the tape, you saw them in real time, and you can kind of digest exactly where they're at. I think it's a perfect fit, Jason.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's fun, and I appreciate, you know, Howie and Doug and all those responsible for giving me the opportunity. And it just goes to, you know, show, like, you treat people right, they'll treat you right. I'm fortunate. And just to have this opportunity, we'll see where it goes from here. But I enjoy being around football and learning. There's so much more to learn as a coach. These guys are phenomenal, like the staff and everyone that's putting the game plans together and thinking and talking football like they're, you know, geniuses. Like, I had a chance to talk to Shorts, you know, about Peyton Manning the other day. It was just great times. And I, you know, just thinking, you know, seeing this process of thought, it's just been a great time for me.
Oh, that's fantastic. How's it been during the kind of navigating with, and then Doug does such a great job, I think, with this pandemic and within the restraints. He's a perfect guy for this because he's a really, the thing that I love most about Peterson is I think Doug is a great leader.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. He's leader, and they're doing a great job, like, as a whole. You know, it helps them to be the Eagles and have, you know, great facilities, and they're able to buy, like, the latest equipment we have, you know, the state of the art, you know, things that most people that are running day-to-day businesses just can't afford. So they're making sure that the medical equipment here that in order to sanitize the building are being used by the cleaning staff. We have, you know, things that are helping us social distance when it comes to technology. There are so many different things that, you know, that they're doing. And Doug is great about it as well. He talks about it all the time. And, you know, it's just a first-class organization, and I'm fortunate to be in it, especially during a time like this with COVID. You know, we get tested every day, they have rigorous, protocol when it comes to dealing with the virus.
Yeah, that's great, brother. Can you give me, and I know you're busy, so we'll let you go, but can you give me a couple of kids that have caught your eye a little bit? What do you think about Jalen? What do you think about a couple of those other kids? Draft.
Yeah. So, like, I would just say that the Eagles fans should be very, very excited about the young receiver core. They should be. Like, these guys are as twitchy and as explosive as anybody could imagine. If they can get in and learn and do everything that they're supposed to do as pros, it's going to be a very, very exciting time to be a Philadelphia Eagles fan. So I'll just say that.
I like it. Listen, brother, congratulations, man. We're real proud of you, and hopefully we play, and hopefully you help them win, baby. Carson needs you, all right, to help the receivers.
Yeah, I appreciate that, because it's always good. You know, I'm a lifelong 97.5 guy, part of the family, and tell everyone I said hi.
Amen, my brother. Love you, buddy. Take care,
right,
brother.
Bless you, pal.
Here he is, Jason Avant, who's one of the great people, man. How about Jason? Andrew being a part of the staff.
Yeah, I know that was awesome. When I saw that report, you know, the last time I saw Jason was at the Reading Terminal Market. Remember, he stopped by when we did your annual Wednesday, the day before the Thanksgiving show.
Yeah.
And you guys toasted to me because it was a couple days before my wedding, which was really nice. So I'm really happy. I've gotten to know Jason a lot from doing watch parties, which followed the pregame show, which he was a part of. So I've got to know Jason for a couple of years now, and fantastic guy, smart football guy. You and I have talked about it, not just on air, but off air. Smart football guy, and, you know, it's pretty cool that he's on this coaching staff.
Yeah, man, I think it's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes.
It really is. Where do you think we're at now? Let me shift gears. Did you put the poll up? I'm curious where most people are when it comes to expectations for the restart?
Poll's not up yet, but a lot of people are responding just via Twitter, just based off of your question alone. And a lot of people are excited. I think the closer that we get, like, I think it's just maybe part of it might be fandom for the Sixers. I don't see much. They're just going to rip our hearts out. Like, I see people that are legitimately excited for the Sixers. There are concerns with the Joel Embiid stuff because he's missed some time because of the calf thing, but you keep on hearing it. It's all precautionary. So a lot of people, that might be the only thing that's kind of holding them back, but Sixers fans seem to be excited on social media, and the Flyers fans, they're ready to go. They're ready to see a run from this Flyers squad during the return to play.
So you think both, you think everybody's excited for both teams, and the expectation is conference finals for both of them?
Yeah, I mean, I think the confidence level is still higher for the Flyers than it is the Sixers. I mean, I see some people saying Flyers are going to the Cup. Now, I don't know if that's fandom saying that, or if they actually truly believe that the Flyers are going to the Cup, but I see more Stanley Cup talk than NBA Finals or conference finals talk. But, you know, I think a lot of people are, again, just very confident and ready for these teams to return. And you know, I think that Ben Simmons shot, I think it's, if he shoots, I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. If he's shooting one of two, two of three a game, two of four, two of five, even if he's attempting it, that the Sixers are going to be dangerous.
Yeah. I would think people would be on board just from the sheer defensive aspect of it, right? And knowing the game slows down in the playoffs. No, and seeing what they see. I'm curious. I guess I'm curious if people are more positive than they were in March and the shutdown. What do you think?
I think so, because I am. I thought they were spiraling downhill.
And you were not. And you were not happy.
I was thinking they could lose in the first round in March.
Yeah, I still didn't. I was on that built for 16 thing.
Yes. I wasn't, because I just thought there were just way too many question marks. Nothing looked good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm feeling better now than I did in March. I'll ask that question as well on at 975 Middays, because I think a lot of people do feel that way. I don't think there's many status quo people out there. I think it's more excitement than anything else, more confidence than anything else.
All right. Let's go to CD Dan.
Brother.
What's up, brother? Well, what's up, Dan?
Not much, dude. I was thinking what you had Jason on. I don't know if the Eagles have had a receiver that have had the hands he had, like, since then. Like, can you think of anybody? Because I can't. Dude, he caught everything.
Yeah, he did.
And like, we kind of took that for granted back then, yeah. Well, at least I did. And, you know, now we don't even have that. I don't even know what we have right now.
Yeah.
But so I'm going to touch on all four real quick for you, all four sports. All right, so first football, we'll go with the Eagles Super Bowl story. Real quick, the weekend before that Friday of the Super Bowl, I broke my foot, which sucked. Dude. So I wasn't able to attend the parade or anything. But when they won, dude, and my wife has a video of this, I threw down my crutches, dude. I was hopping around everywhere. They could have amputated my leg, and I probably wouldn't have even cared. It was like, I don't know, dude. I really didn't think they would ever win. So that's my Super Bowl story.
And I get it, man. You didn't think they'd ever win, and I probably at some point agreed with you. That, you know,
dude,
what?
It's still kind of surreal, honestly. It's been a while, but it's just like, I don't know. It was the best feeling I've ever had regarding sports, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
And I love the Phillies and I love the championship, but nothing can touch the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right. So with the NBA, dude, I'll go there real quick. Did you watch Redick last night?
Yes. Yeah, he actually was getting to the rim.
I know. Did you saw the ball fake?
Yes, I saw it.
Oh, man. Well, what has he been drinking? He looked all right.
He did look good. Yeah.
I know he's the rat, but still. And I'm planning on betting everything tonight. Then when you guys do your daily line, I don't know if Andrew has looked, but I like them 3-pointer props. So if you can throw one out there, that'd
3-point prop. Some of your props. Okay, we'll look on the Parks app. You got it. We did. I did. I hit you with both of them last night. I gave you the Jazz and the Clippers.
What did I end up taking last night? I took the Lakers.
Oh,
with that spread the love, and then I didn't take the. I actually played the Red Sox, dude.
but I played it as a live bet, and I ended up winning. I did the under and the Red Sox. I think it was like minus one.
Good for you. Good for you.
That was nice.
Good job, Deb.
Real quick, dude, with the hockey, I think the Flyers are fine. I think they'll be all right. And Sixers, I think they need to implement the way they're going to play from game one of the regular season. Now, you can test little things, but if however they're going to play, they need to start that way from game one and not move into it in the playoffs. So, you know, everybody's accustomed to it in a competitive game.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you think about that, because they said something on the morning show that they were going to wait to do the Simmons to the four thing until the playoffs. Is that a real thing? Or
nah.
Have you heard anything on that?
Wait until what?
Wait until the playoffs to put Simmons to the four or whatever as the point forward.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I heard Bobby talking about it.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a fluid situation, Danny. I really do. I think you can't pigeonhole him. I think he's gonna have the ball some in the half court, and Shake will have the ball half court, and I think they're going to use him with matchups. I think that's the only way you can be fluid with it. All right. Coming up next. The Super Bowl! Super Bowl, Natalie! You didn't hold that pizza, Northeast Pizza comment against me, did you?
No, but the owner of Charlie's emailed me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Did he thank you for sticking up?
He did, and he said that he wants to send you some pies.
Okay.
So you can taste them yourself.
All right. We'll make sure. We know we're pizza people.
Yes, we are.
We love it. And get ready for Super Bowl, because that's coming up next. Let's talk about Golden Nugget Jewelers for a second, because you know, you've been cooped up, right? The one you love, or you've been cooped, you miss her, you're making plans. Maybe you want to get engaged. The holidays are coming up shortly. You know, before you know it, it's going to be fall, and we're going to be arcing toward the holidays. Now's the time to plan for your engagement and to get the ring. This is why you got to go to Gold Nugget Jewelers, man, on the other corner, on the corner of 8th and Chestnut. That's right. You want the perfect diamond? Don't worry. The experts at Golden Nugget Jewelers are there to help you pick. To find the perfect match for your perfect match, and they're offering major financing options right now. It's clean. Everything's great. You go in there. They have all the unbeatable prices for name brands like Verragio and Tacori. You can find the perfect diamond without breaking the bank. Show your partner how much you love them. After all, they've been stuck quarantining with you. Visit their store at the corner of 8th and Chestnut. Or call them at 215-925-2777. That's Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, this is meaty. I got the playback script, and it's a lot of paper. Let's get ready. Our final day, the playbacks of the past. Well, playbacks usually for current Eagle games and playoff games. We will do so for Flyers and Sixer, all Flyers and Sixer playoff games. We will do the playback. But this is going to end our series of playbacks from the past. And we'll do so with the Super Bowl. Yeah. Super Bowl 52. Eagles and Patriots. The date etched in stone. Sunday, February 4th, 2018. U.S. Bank Stadium. Minneapolis. Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth on the call.
Mm-hmm.
More on them later. Well, this is the Super Bowl. We want to make this a little bit bigger. So instead of starting with the opening kickoff, let's start with the pregame show. Rodney Harrison, John Harbaugh, Tony Dungy making predictions for the game.
Who wins and why?
I like the Patriots. I'm never going to bet against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Are you crazy?
I think the Eagles are going to hold them under 24 points. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Are you used to be an Eagle coach, right? Special team coach?
I think the Eagles are going to win the game.
I've been riding the Eagles all playoffs, so no time to stop now. I believe in Nick Foles.
Well, he's fallen in love with Nick Foles and used to be an assistant coach with the Eagles. You don't get a playoff share, John.
I believe in this defense. They play fast. They're physical. They're going to be here tonight.
How about that? Harbaugh and Tony Dungy. I forgot Harbs. Harbs nailed it. And Tony Dungy nailed it. Tony fell in love with Nick Foles. I love Tony Dungy. That's awesome.
John Harbaugh is going to be, he's going to be a coach for a long time.
Yeah.
He could be a great analyst.
Oh, he's great.
He's great.
He's got a great personality. I love Harbs, man. He's great people. All right, now let's get to the introduction to Super Bowl 52 with Al and Chris.
Hey, folks, come on in out of the cold and into U.S. Bank Stadium in downtown Minneapolis. Philadelphia taking on New England as we get set for Super Bowl 52. Into the Eagles locker room, NFC champs 13-3 during the regular season. Playoff wins over Atlanta and Minnesota to get here. Meanwhile, the Patriots, AFC champs, 13-3 during the regular year. Playoff wins over Tennessee and Jacksonville to punch their ticket to Minneapolis. Al Michaels along with Chris Collinsworth, Michelle Tafoya. There is no doubt that the Patriots have redefined the definition of dynasty. Remember, this is a league built for parity, to even things out. And here they are right now on the cusp of winning a sixth title in 17 seasons, which is unprecedented. Now, the Eagles have had a good amount of success over the last half century. But what's eluded them, of course, is the brass ring, the Lombardi Trophy. That's the one thing that's missing. Will that drought end tonight here in Minneapolis? We'll know in about 3.5 hours. Chris, so many good stories, so many good storylines. What's up front in your mind right now?
Well, everybody knows Tom Brady, but Nick Foles, not so much. So let's go back to 2013 when Nick Foles put together one of the great seasons we've ever seen in the National Football League. Let's go back to just 2 weeks ago in the championship game when he was so sensational in that game. Is he Tom Brady? No, he is not. But he is certainly capable of tremendous, great performances.
Wow. Pretty exciting though, right?
Oh yeah, you hear the roar of the crowd in the background.
Oh my God. Pretty wild. I get excited. I got chills thinking about this game. Like, I feel like it's starting all over again. All right, let's relive the moment when the Eagles starters were introduced. I'm sorry. When Al Michaels says, good evening, everybody, coming from out the cold. Ah, wow, that's good.
Something about that.
Yeah, man. Here you go. Take a listen. Eagles, and now they get introduced by the greatest song ever. Dreams and Nightmares.
Philadelphia Eagles coming out of their locker room. Let's meet the Philadelphia Eagles starters.
Nick Foles, Arizona.
Jay Ajayi, Boise State.
Alshon Jeffrey, South Carolina.
Nelson Aguilar, Southern Cal.
Torrey Smith, Maryland.
Zach Ertz, Stanford.
Halapulavati Vaitai, TCU.
Stefan Wisniewski, Penn State.
Jason Kelsey, Cincinnati.
Brandon Brooks, Miami University.
Lane Johnson, Oklahoma.
Brandon Graham, Michigan.
Fletcher Cox, Yazoo City High School.
Timmy Jernigan, Florida State.
Vinny Curry, Marshall.
Nigel Bradham, Lee, Florida State University.
Danielle Ellerby, University of Georgia.
Michael Kendricks, Cal.
Jalen Mills, LSU.
Malcolm Jenkins, The Ohio State University.
Rodney McLeod, The University of Virginia.
Ronald Darby, Florida State.
Jake Elliott, Memphis.
Donnie Bag of Bones Jones, LSU.
Rick Lovato, Old Dominion.
Please welcome the NFC champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
Hold on, wait a minute. I was finished. When I wore that, it was raining.
my God, that's outrageous.
That's when I knew they were going to win.
Yes!
Because the Patriots, here's a trivia question for you. Their intro was Crazy Train.
That's horrible.
Like Crazy Train versus Dreams and Nightmares. That's why I knew the Eagles won.
Put that in the Cuzzo app during the quiz.
It already is, man. That's the first one I did.
Don't forget Cuzzo questions. The Cuzzo Sports Trivia app. All your Philadelphia sports questions in one app coming soon to an app store near you. It's time now for the opening kickoff. Al Michaels, Chris Collins, we're talking about the Birds starting quarterback one, St. Nick.
So we'll see the Philadelphia offense. You've got Barner and Clement back deep. Tom Brady over on the sideline. Foles will go right to work after the kickoff. And with the flashbulbs popping in Minnesota, here we go on a line drive kick fielded by Clement at the one-yard line. To the outside he goes, and he gets run out of bounds by Patrick Chung up at the 25-yard line. What a story for Nick Foles. A lot of you have been reading about it, hearing about it over the last month or so. Took over when Carson Wentz got hurt. What an odyssey. But during the postseason, he has been tremendous. Started his career with Philadelphia, went to the Rams, asked for his release, spent last year as the backup to Alex Smith in Kansas City, and then came here.
How's everyone doing?
St. Nick, baby. Both the Eagles and Patriots start the game with field goals on their opening drives. But the fireworks really start for the Birds on their second drive of the game. Second and three, LeGarrette Blount.
Blount is the running back. LeGarrette Blount over the right side. Breaks free into Patriot territory and spun down at the 33-yard line by Daron Harmon, the former Patriot. Off to the races for 36 yards.
Big guys right up here. This is the strength of the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles on that right side. Nice job by Wisniewski as well coming down. And for LeGarrette Blount, how much do you think he enjoyed that particular run? He was asked to take a bit of a pay cut if he wanted to stay in New England. He said, no thanks. I'll take my shot to beat you in Philadelphia.
LeGarrette Blount rumbling. The next play. Very next play, Foles down the field to Alshon.
Off play action, going for it all into the end zone, and it is caught. Alshon Jeffrey for the touchdown. He beats Eric Rowe, made the big play on the first drive to hold him to a field goal, but not this time. The former Bear, 34 yards and a touchdown.
And Nick Foles told us, he said, early in this game, I want to be able to take my shot. And there goes his big guy. As we have seen, these Philadelphia Eagles have a way of playing above the rim. You watch these receivers come on the field, you think you're getting ready to watch an NBA game. They go up, box out, rebound, and they've been putting points on the board with that formula all season long.
How about it?
No rat drops today.
No, you can't. Super Bowl.
Not a Super Bowl.
Listening to that highlight makes me want to forgive him.
Apparently, hey, Mike Garofalo was on yesterday.
I know.
There's a different vibe.
I know.
With Alshon.
That's for another day.
Alshon comeback season.
That's for another day. Unfortunately for the Birds, Jake Elliott lines up. Take a listen to what happens on the extra point.
Territory say it's confirmed. So Philly with the game's first touchdown. And Elliott now for the extra point. Johnny Jones puts it down, and that kick is no good. He missed it. Once more, the Foles pass into the end zone, but they missed the extra point, and it's 9-3.
Remember that? We were like, what?
Oh, come on, Jake.
Dude.
Second time in the playoffs.
We're freaking out. Going all, dude. Come on. You can't miss an extra point.
How many people do you think said they're going to lose by one?
I said it. Come on. Eagles up 9-3. Patriots now driving. But start the second quarter. The Patriots on the Eagles 9. third and two. Key call. Take a listen to what happens.
Right now it is third down and two. As we begin the second frame, Brandon Bolden comes into the game, and now they move him into the backfield behind Brady. And the ball is handed off to Brandon Cooks, who tries to hurdle and can't. Tackled by McLeod. So Cooks, who came over in a trade with the Saints in the offseason, on the end around McLeod is right there.
That was huge, man. Big play right there. So it's fourth down, and Patriots go for the field goal. Unlike Doug, Belichick says, I kick it. And this is what happens.
Stasky for a 26-yard field goal attempt, which is juggled, and then he hits the upright. Cardona was the snapper, so each team has missed a kick. Philadelphia an extra point, and New England missing a field goal attempt.
So there it was. Like, that was a big moment of the game because the Patriots had driven right back down the field. The big third and two stop. They missed a field goal. Eagles go three and out on the next drive. So Patriots back on offense. First play of the drive. This is a big moment that left a big imprint on the game. Brady to Brandon Cooks. And he meets Malcolm.
Deion Lewis is the running back. This drive starts from the 37-yard line. Brady stepping up. Deep backfield, wide open. Brandon Cooks. And he gets smacked down at the 40-yard line, taking some shot there by Jenkins, who is spinning around, and he is down after a 23-yard game.
This is this route here coming back out. But as he came out and caught the ball, a little disoriented, turned around, looped back around, and never saw Malcolm Jenkins. And that definitely was a little helmet-to-helmet on that hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Rob Gronkowski
that's
coming off the concussion.
Puts Brady on the ground. Never saw him coming. Injury timeout.
That was a huge play, man. Huge play. Their spacing, it really hurt the Patriot offense. So later in the drive, it's third and five. Now, we remember Philly special, right? Before that, the Patriots tried it, if you recall, with Brady. And this is what happens.
Philip Dorsett will take his spot. Puts his spot, number 13. Meanwhile, third down and five here. And now you got to flip back here to Danny Amendola, who throws, and it's Brady who can't pull it in. So Brady was free, looks over his shoulder, trickery and deceit, fourth down.
Has to be out of the shotgun or this play is not legal. It obviously is. Tom Brady is just going to hand off and then ignore. He's not doing anything, and there he goes. And immediately, Chris Long knew he was in trouble. And Brady, with the bad hand and no tape, you wonder if maybe that had a little something to do with why he didn't want that pad on that hand. They had that play in the back of their mind.
Wow. Wild. That play was on third and five for the Eagles 35. The Patriots then go for it on fourth down, and this is what happens.
So it's fourth down and five. They'll go for it from the 35-yard line. And Brady down the sideline, and that's incomplete. Gronkowski, the intended receiver. Jalen Mills covering on the play, and Philadelphia will take over.
Patriots look out of sort. Belichick a little bit out of sort, too. Eagles get good field position because Patriots go for it there. So now, Eagles with the ball at the New England 21. Foles handoff to Blunt.
Blunt is in the backfield. Garrett Blunt swings to the outside, inside the 10. Blunt to the end zone. Behind a Celek block. His 11th career postseason TD.
Most athletic center in football. Watch him get out in front of this play. Not only gets the initial cutoff, which you have to have on those outside zones, stays with it. One more push down the field. Gets a Landon Roberts out of the way, and there you go. For LeGarrette Blount, how sweet is this payback?
Wow. Roll the blood. Roll the blood. Eagles go for two. Couldn't convert. It's 15-3. Later in the second quarter, Patriots kick a field goal to cut it to 15-6. Eagles back on offense. Foles back to pass. He's looking deep.
From the 44 on first down, Foles going deep down the sideline. And it is juggled and intercepted by Harmon at the 3-yard line. Jeffrey couldn't handle it. And New England gets the takeaway on a deflection into the arms of Harmon. First turnover of the game. He couldn't one-hand it. New England has the ball.
All right, so big play because the Patriots get life. And now they drive. They're into Eagles territory. And here's that James White.
Hogan's already caught 3 for 83. Brady's thrown for 234 to this point. Big hole left side. James White. Inside the 10. Takes it to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots. 26 yards. 90-yard drive. Kept alive by a holding penalty. And in they go in 7 plays.
Really nice job. Anytime you get big runs, you need plays on the backside. Watch Shaq Mason here go get the linebacker. Watch Cameron Fleming with the cutoff block on Jernigan. And that is going to allow James White to get in the open field. And that guy just keeps doing it. Super Bowls. Holy smokes.
Mason or what?
James White, big part of the, he scored the game-winning touchdown, right, against the Falcons.
I know. And you know, here's the thing. Brady had thrown for 234, and they only had a field goal.
Amazing.
And now White, two field goals, and now White goes in. It's 15-12. Patriots missed the two-point conversion, too. Eagles get good field position. Excuse me. So, it's 15-12 after the White score. And now they got 2 minutes left in the half to try to put some points on the board. But they need that big play to set up the drive. Because we all remember the Philly special. But here we go. 3rd and 3. Thank you, Corey Clement.
That's a big drop, though. That should have been a first down.
Yeah, they don't want to give New England the ball back and have them go down the field. New England's going to get the second half kickoff as well. 3rd and 3. And then is floated and caught down the sideline by Clement. Corey Clement breaks the tackle inside the 20. Makes it first down and goal. A little floater. Perfect touch. Corey Clement for 55 yards.
Amazing. Perfect play. Perfect touch by Foles. And this sets it up, right? Here it is. The play that's been tattooed on the minds and bodies of every Philadelphian. Take a listen.
You want Philly, Philly?
Yeah, let's do it.
So 17 fourth down conversions. That's the most by any team in almost a decade. 1 for 1 in the 2 playoff games.
This is an unbelievable call. This is like going for the onside kick against Peyton Manning because you don't want him to get the ball too many times. You don't think you can hold him out. Here we go. This could decide the game.
4th and goal.
Going to sneak over here. Direct snap. Everybody comes up. And here we go. What a play call by Doug Peterson. This play call has a chance to be remembered as one of the all-time greats, just going for it and to complete the pass that the Patriots could not.
Wow. To Burton, to Foles, Elliott for the extra point.
Wow.
Wow, if you think that was okay, the Al Michaels call, take a listen to Kevin Harlan's rendition of the Philly special.
Foles running up and down the lengths, a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown! Foles caught the ball on a touchdown pass of the yard by the tight end! What did we just see?
Yes!
What did we just see? We just saw the Philly special. We'll be back with the second half of the Super Bowl next. Don't miss it. All right, let me tell you about, I'm lost. Lost in this Super Bowl. I got to call my man Brian from Service First. Brian, where you at, man? Let's talk about Service First, the great HVAC service, heating, air conditioning. What do you need? You got to get your house comfortable, right? This summer, still some hot weather left. If your air conditioner's on the fritz like mine, call Brian, Service First. He'll give you the better, the good, the better, the best estimate. Pick the one that's best for you and your budget. You'll get 0% financing for 72 months on qualifying systems. Service First also offers air purification solutions like air scrubbers, UV lights, media filters. You feel weird about letting somebody in your home? I get it. Service First Tech, so respectful, safety conscious. They follow CDC distancing guidelines. They take every precaution to keep your home safe and clean for fast and friendly service throughout Bucks and Montgomery counties. From a trained comfort specialist, a Mitsubishi Diamond preferred dealer, visit ServiceFirstHVAC.com. That's ServiceFirstHVAC.com. And don't forget, tell Brian that Cuz says hello.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.